This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast. Finale is So You Think You Can Dance. It's happening tonight.
Down to the final four, Ibe, Robbie, Jesse H and Philippe. Who will be Australia's next favourite dancer? I sound like Natalie Bessemweth, don't I?
You do. Well, it's obvious who's going to win. It's going to be a Melbourne girl. Good morning, Ibe.
Good morning.
How are you feeling at the moment?
I am absolutely pumped for tonight. We have the most spectacular finale in store for Australia.
Oh, wow. Now, I've been loving the show this season, but I was wondering, why did you wait till season 3 to audition?
Well, look, I think when it first came out, you know, you sort of think, oh, So You Think You Can Dance, bit out of your league, you sort of, I don't know, I guess I was just a little bit nervous to audition. And then the second season, I was actually overseas, so I missed the auditions. And then I guess season 3 was my time, so I went.
Okay. Now, one of the things I love about when you get to the final four and that kind of thing is the girls get to dance together and the guys dance together. Is that an exciting thing for you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, we're always partnered girl-boy throughout the whole comp. And you're right, the only time we get to dance with the girls is, you know, right at top four. So it's been wicked. Jessie's such an amazing dancer. So we've had heaps of fun. Yeah, it's been wicked.
Ibe, being a Melbourne girl, obviously you have our backing. So congratulations on making the final four. What are your expectations of what you want to do after the show? Have you thought that far yet?
Look, to be honest, all we've been thinking about is the show at the moment, taking it day by day. But, I mean, look, if I won, I think I'd be off on Burn the Floor. If I don't win, I'll be auditioning for Hairspray. And I'd actually love to put together a documentary about Indigenous dance. That's something that I've got in the pipeline that I'm really hoping to get off the floor at some stage after the show.
Wow, that would be really interesting. You wouldn't go back to ballet?
No.
you still enjoy your food too much, do you?
Still too hungry.
Now, Ibe, does Indigenous dance have some form of eating plan that you can follow that would satisfy your taste buds?
Yeah, well, look, the best thing about the whole documentary is that it would incorporate food. So, you know, if we're doing India, off we go, have a butter chicken and do some Bollywood dancing.
I love it. Now, one thing I must ask, once the show finishes, when everyone's, you know, closing down and getting everything out of the studios and that kind of thing, that Lady Gaga outfit, do you reckon you can get it for me, Ivy?
I know. Stop it. I have been trying to tax that outfit. I know. I love it. Look, I've been able to collect a few bits and pieces from wardrobe, anything with big shoulder pads, especially my intro outfits. But unfortunately, in case the tour goes ahead, we have to keep the costumes in wardrobe. We don't get to keep them.
Damn. Well, Ivy, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us today. Good luck tonight. We know you're going to kick ass because you're from Melbourne and that's all you need.
Go the Melburnians.
Exactly. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
That's Ivy, one of the final four from So You Think You Can Dance. How exciting. I love the final four and the last couple of weeks when the guys dance together and the girls dance together. I've got a bit of a fetish for Robbie's arms. Have you seen them? They're just like...
No, I haven't, but Ivy's won me over because she's a lover of food. Anyone who loves food and is a dancer and a girl, got my vote.
You're listening to the Hump Day Crew here on Joy 94.9. Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.